Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to Image Mechanisms, the sister show to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm your host, Beth, a.k.a. Be True. I was silent because I queued up a new intro song and it didn't play. So that happened with me last week with Culture Shock Entertainment Reports a couple weeks ago when I waited for the song to play. It didn't play, but then the second broadcast, it did play. So the next broadcast will hear my new intro song. It's a blues infusion type song for Image Mechanisms. It's been a long time since I have broadcast here at Image Mechanisms. And thank you so much for your support. This is a brief update broadcast. And I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for following up with me. It's good to know that they're fond and the listeners are fond of both shows. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports premiered in 2011 and Image Mechanism premiered in early 2015. I would like to say 2014, I remember I was preparing. So 2015, I think it pretty much kicked it off early 2015, late 2014 during holiday season. Image Mechanism, I remember it was doing an NBA situation, and the NBA players were really, it was doing the strike when the NBA players were striking and also making fashion statements also because Image Mechanisms is pretty much the sister broadcast of Construction and Parent Reports, but to go pretty much in depth regarding lifestyle topics in regards to beauty, fashion, interior decorating, art, culture, so in-depth comfort news stories and convos and interviews regarding that subject matter. I do have a new email address for Image Mechanisms, but I'm going to provide you with the email address for Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. You can email me. You'd like to be a guest on either show, especially this show also, either show Image Mechanisms or Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. But I'm broadcasting Image Mechanisms, so you definitely have topic ideas, like to be a co-host, our guest, email me at CulturShockInt, CulturShockEnt _@yahoo.com. Okay, and many of you are connected with me throughout social media and in person, on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. I'm on Twitter at Beth Williams, BETHWMS. And Culture Shock Inc. on Instagram, Beth Entrepreneur, and the James Franco Project Group, and also JL King, who I'm fond of his work and his brand, not only as an author and publisher, but also he has a new handcrafted jewelry line called No Two Alike, he and a few of his friends. And so there's an Instagram for No Two Alike Jewelry also. But definitely Beth Entrepreneur and the James Franco Project Group and No Two Alike. Also on LinkedIn, I am Beth C. Williams Entrepreneur. Thank you so much for all of my friends in person and throughout social media that sent me birthday messages and best wishes and just thank you. Even received a card from one of my LinkedIn connections and a sample of her product. Speaking of beauty, a sample of a mini facial, and I think I'm going to try that out tomorrow morning. So thank you so much, Melinda, for sending me that mini facial. I probably will have her on as a guest, and I'll share with you at another time the company that she's an executive with. also. So just thank you for all the birthday wishes. My first birthday without mom, of course. So thank you for those of you that still keep mothers in your memories and your thoughts. And thank you for being a part of our lives, from my childhood friends to her friends to family, and also social media and listeners to the show. Mom had been a guest a couple times on Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Also, you know, I'm excited about an event that I've been invited to be a guest, a speaker, be a part of. And obviously, I'm not looking at notes, and I'm trying to keep this update, keep it short and sweet. You know, KISS, KISS, keep it short and sweet and to the point. Well, I'm super excited to be invited and confirmed to be a speaker at a 3-day event. But on the second day, I will present a presentation in Tupelo, Mississippi, at the Bancorp South Conference Center. And so I'm super excited. The dates are June the 27th through the 29th. And it's going to be an amazing event. And many of you will be coming this way. If you don't live in the South, we'll be coming this way to attend the Essence Festival. So it's only a week before the Essence Festival. So definitely make a stop in Tupelo, Mississippi, Elvis Presley's birthplace, and let's have a great time. It is a women's conference, empowering women's conference, presented by Vision 20 LLC. And so thank you so much to the organizers, and I'm sure the organizers will be a guest on the show real soon when they're ready and when they're prepared. I'm so happy that they're so organized. I received the program today. The event is nearly a year away, so I'm super excited, and I feel comfortable with the topic that I'll be talking about, and I'm just super excited, and the entire itinerary for the entire 3-day event is amazing. So thank you again. Definitely looking forward to that. Mark your dates, June 27th through 29th, 2019, next summer. So happy to get the invite, to confirm it. They're appreciative. I'm honored to be invited. Looking at the program, it's going to be an amazing event. I do not know the name of the host hotel yet, so when they provide me with that name, I will let you guys know. So those of you that are in this area and they'll be traveling through, going to New Orleans to the Essence Festival, so you guys can know also. You know, and I'm looking forward to the event, and also visiting Elvis Presley's birthplace. I know, born and raised in Mississippi, spending part time in Texas, and yeah, I've never been to Elvis. I love Elvis Presley. Never visited birthplace. So definitely looking forward to this, and super excited. So glad I said yes, and just awesome. Again, it's election season also in many states. And here we have some amazing elections coming up in November. So I just wanted to drop that, you know, be aware of candidates' platforms, what they stand for, if it's equal to what you believe in. And so on. Cause, I mean, it's a big election for the Thad Carson seat here, and it's Cindy Hyde-Smith, Chris McDaniel, and Mike Espy. And this is a general election, and people can just, you know, I hear this is what you call a jungle primary, because they didn't have a primary. I was a first-time poll manager, a Republican poll manager on June 6th. And one thing that a lot of voters kept asking about was if their names were on the ballot. And we kept telling them, not until November. I listened to Super Talk Radio here in Mississippi, to the Dallo show, and they talked about that in Louisiana they usually call when there's not a primary, a jungle primary. So this is a general election, and two Republicans, the one that was appointed for the Cochran seat by the governor of Mississippi, Governor Phil Bryant, Cindy Hyde-Smith, then there's Chris McDaniel, and Mike Espy. Many of you know Mike Espy, I'm familiar with Mike Espy. He was over the Department of Agriculture when Clinton was in office. And, you know, renowned attorney, just amazing. So it's between those three. I could have sworn there was a fourth person, but I guess that person's name won't be on the ballot. Because I know there was a fourth person, but I hear that Cindy Hyde-Smith, I think she, when the polls are going around, I think she is the top, get like 29%. Mike Espy, I think, is like 27%, and Chris McDaniel is like 17%. I think I have those numbers right. But, you know, some people are wondering, will there be a runoff between Cindy Hyde-Smith and Chris McDaniel? Or, you know, I'm quite sure there are going to be a lot of crossing over. Cindy Hyde-Smith was once a Blue Dog Dem, but she transitioned into being a Republican like a few years ago. Chris McDaniel's Republican. Mike Espy, you know, he is a Democrat that attracts Republicans and independents and voters and so on. So this is all eyes will be on this race, even if people aren't here. And so on my Facebook page and through our social media, we talk about so many different things. As long as we have competent conversations, that's what's important, you know, not you know, throwing out ignorance and so on, but we learn from each other and we educate each other, you know. But I just wanted to touch base on that. This evening, Jackson Public Schools just hired a new superintendent from Oklahoma. You guys know how much I love Texoma. I love Dallas, but, you know, spending time and living in Sherman, Texas for like a year and a half and working at Choctaw Casinos in Durant, I have an affection. And my mother was amazed that, she couldn't believe I love Texoma pretty much like I love Dallas. And but the head of it, the head superintendent of Tulsa, Oklahoma, Eric Green, if I'm correct, has been hired to be over Jackson Public Schools. I'm a part of Jackson Public Schools. And Jackson Public Schools, we pray that he's the right leadership. We need effective leadership that can work well with the administration, staff, parents, community. I might not have kids in the school system, but I have relatives, nieces. It affects the community. I'm a product of Jackson Public Schools, so, you know, that pride is important, and education is important. Have those grades right, so and make sure that the kids are taught properly so they can compete in the world properly. Congrats to us and to Mr. Eric Green for being named the new head superintendent of Jackson Public Schools. But I just wanted to touch base with you all. And again, thank you, Blog Talk Radio, for following up with me. Earlier, a few months ago, I said that I would discuss SPF and proper protection of your skin. And it is not only important, it's still summertime, but fall and winter are fast approaching. So we will talk about SPF and how to properly protect our skin, not only in the summertime, but throughout different seasons, because it's important for us to protect our skin in fall and during windy times. in the wintertime. I mean, some of you are probably saying you just can't imagine how, you know, I freeze when it's cold here in the South, but I know our cold is nothing compared to my friends, those of you in cold areas throughout the world. I thought about saying New York, Mount Montana, Minneapolis, but listeners are worldwide, so I just imagine. So, and I love watching the YouTube videos of my friends worldwide that share skincare tips. It's just from the hot weather areas to the cold areas. It's just amazing the advice that we all can share with one another. But again, we will talk about skin protection and the importance not only during summer months but seasonal times of the year also, spring, fall, winter, and so on. So after this broadcast, I'll schedule another show. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports will broadcast on Saturday morning. And I thank you for your support and for tuning in. And thank you again, Blog Talk Radio, for your concern and following up with me to get the shows back on consistently and full-fledged. Hopefully I will get a charger that works. My problem with my laptop, my netbook, my chargers, for some reason, they fail me. Or I fail them, something happens. And so then my tablet, I don't know what to say about my tablet. It's slow, and it doesn't function the way I would like it to function. So if I could do that, I could. So hopefully I will get my charger that will work properly so I can take calls and you guys can chat with me. But I look forward to networking with you in person and through social media. And there's more I need to say. Oh, there have been some amazing networking events that I have been attending. And also would like to talk about jobs, entrepreneurship and jobs also in the near future. A friend of mine was talking earlier about how effective it is getting jobs in certain cities, you know, and the styles compared to other cities. And because some places, like with a friend of mine, he had been in Miami, and you guys know how much I love Dallas and Tacoma, and places like that, you know, it's like jobs are plentiful and they don't waste any time. Either you're hired or you're not, and most of the time, if you qualify, you pass a drug test, you pass a background check, you're hired. What you need to know, you will be trained to know. That's amazing. That's something that we need to talk about more. There are people it's just amazing how different cities operate. And I would like to hear from other cities also regarding where the jobs are plentiful and what are some of your secrets to snagging interviews and getting that job, landing that job? I have effective advice, but then also I have advice of, okay, you like hurry up and wait. You apply for a job, and then, because right now I'm in consideration for a few jobs. And I like it when you're hired on the spot, don't we all? I know. I know. In Dallas, I walked into a Stein Mart in blue jeans and a Jackson State T-shirt. The manager did it. I just walked in to return an application that I had picked up when I was in town that a couple of weeks before. I just walked in to drop off the application. The head top manager, Ricky, who's an awesome boss. I think he's with another company now. He did a quick interview with me, and I was hired. He's like, you okay for a drug test or whatever? I'm like, who? I've never done drugs before. I don't think you're finding me with a little beer or a little wine or something. But in my background check, I'm like, my background should be okay. And sometimes I do get concerned about maybe a bill or two, you know, because we know that reflects if you get hired or not. You know, I know when I worked at the casino and casinos and any kind of banking institution, you know, they want to know that this is a reliable person, that you can handle money, that you won't be stealing, and then you won't be drugging. You know, that's what's important, that you can do your job effectively. And that's how most industries are. So we need to talk about that, and especially with the holiday season approaching, snagging the jobs, keeping the jobs, and getting those raises and opening businesses of our own, really. Because I'm excited also. I've been designing since I was a kid. Mom. And she always, you know, she's my number one cheerleader. She always encouraged me, do this, do it. You know, and one of the artists that I love to promote, he recently told me he was sponsoring my clothing line. So I have, like, I need to, like, I should be designing right now as I talk to you guys, designing new designs. So that was a blessing. Someone that I love to promote in return said, hey, I want to be your sponsor for your clothing line. And thinking of a modeling campaign and everything, I mean, that's always been fun. But we will talk more in the near future. Since this is over, I'm going to schedule a new show. And also, like I said, next year's presentation at the three-day event, Vision 20 LLC, Empowering Women's Conference. The presentation, it's got to be epic. It's got to be about us, the audience, everybody in attendance, and it's about money. And with or without money, I mean, some of us go into business without any money, and some of us go in with a lot of money, but we want to manage it properly. So that's what, in the entrepreneurship segment, I've been talking about money, you know, and the loopholes of making money you know, I seen that topic and I'm like, that's a good topic to talk about. So super excited about that. Excited about the achievements that I will be making and between now and then. And I thank all of you for your support and your prayers, and because of my support and prayers. And there's not an I in the word team. It's all about teamwork. So thank you guys so much. And with that, I will conclude the show. I just want to touch base and do an update. Email me at cultureshock_Beth, KULTRESHOKENT_Beth @yahoo.com. Thank you so much. God bless. And put everything in God's hand and believe. And thank you.